and I'm leading somewhere with this. So, as I've been around these brothers down there, I've always been impressed that they definitely have not only a genuine experience with the Lord, but to the best that I can tell, it's more than a vacillating experience. It's a one that is similar to what you would expect to see with Enoch, although I am not trying to say they're sinless or put them up that high. It's just, it was different for me to see that. And Tycho recently, if you heard about the earthquake in Armenia, the buildings around his ministry may have 5 or 6 buildings on it, and the buildings that were outside of his ministry, that was the epicenter of the earthquake. All those buildings came tumbling down, but not one shingle came off of any of the buildings at Tycho's ministry. And he had a restaurant in town that the Lord preserved during that ministry. And before the earthquake, they were losing money, but they knew they were supposed to be doing it by faith. And now they have so many people coming in that not only are they making money, and that isn't a problem with them, these people that are coming are wanting to know about the God that can preserve their ministry and preserve this restaurant in the midst of all this rubble. And we just recently, primarily Steve, shipped down the printing equipment to their operation, and they had built the print shop waiting for this printing equipment. And I know, we never talked about it closely, but I just sensed a certain amount of frustration with Brother Steve through the months that this equipment wasn't getting down there. It was just, for one reason or another, things were getting stalled and it wasn't getting there, and we wished it would have been there about a year, and it didn't get there a year ago, and it didn't get there, and it didn't get there. And we knew when it got there, you're always going to go through just impossible red tape, so much so that you stand the chance that you lose all the equipment. There's the possibility they just confiscate it all. There's probably $50,000-$60,000 worth of equipment in there. So it was, you're always dealing with that potential. And that earthquake came,